welcome to On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, author of several Tudor history books. Now today I'm taking you back to the reign of King Edward VI. For On This Day in Tudor History, the 25th of May, 1551, at around noon, Croydon and several Surrey villages in the south of England experienced a great shaking of the ground. In other words, an earthquake. Francis Godwin, Bishop of Hereford, recorded in his Annals of England that on the 5 and 20th of May, Croydon and 7 or 8 other villages in Surrey were terribly shaken with an earthquake. And 17th century clergyman and historian John Stripe recorded in his Ecclesiastical Memorials, May 25th, about Reigate, Croydon and Dorking, was felt an earthquake, and especially at Dorking, insomuch that there and elsewhere, pots and pans and dishes fell down and moved about. Now, this was not the only earthquake felt in Tudor England. On the 19th of September 1508, in the reign of King Henry VII, an earthquake was felt in England and Scotland. In his Annals of Scotland, Sir James Balfour described it as a dreadful earthquake which lasted the 10th part of an hour to the great terror and astonishment of all the inhabitants. In July 1534, in the reign of King Henry VIII, an earthquake was felt in North Wales and Dublin in Ireland. It was mentioned in a Welsh poem and by Sir James Ware in his History of Ireland. Then, on the 26th of February 1575, in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, an earthquake was felt in Yorkshire, North Wales, Herefordshire and Gloucestershire. The British Geological Survey states that from contemporary sources, we know that Hatfield in Yorkshire suffered the most damage. Their report states, "At this place, some old houses and barns were thrown down and part of the gable end of the manor house fell. Near Hatfield, supposedly, churches were laid flat with the ground and great damage was done in all the country over." 5 years later, on the 6th of April 1580, the Wednesday of Holy Week, a large earthquake known as the Dover Straits earthquake was recorded. The British Geological Survey states that its epicentre was between Dover and Calais, and that it was felt as far as York and possibly even in Edinburgh. It was also felt in northern France, the Low Countries and into Germany. Aftershocks were noted on the 1st and 2nd of May. There were fatalities in the Low Countries and in London. Sections of wall fell in Dover. St Peter's Church in Sandwich, Kent suffered damage, as did Saltwood Castle in Kent. And in Essex, a portion of Stratford Castle collapsed and stones fell from Ely Cathedral in Cambridgeshire. The earthquake was seen as a portent and pamphlets were published urging people to repent. I'll give you a link to read Thomas Churchyard's pamphlet. It's called "A Warning for the Wise, A Fear to the Fond, A Bridle to the Lewd and A Glass to the Good," written of the late earthquake chanced in London and other places the 6th of April 1580 for the glory of God and benefit of men that warily can walk and wisely can judge. Great title. But here I'm going to share just a little bit of his description. Well, actually, it's a big bit, but it's a little bit of the pamphlet of his description of the earthquake in London. "On Wednesday, in the Easter week, being the 6th day of April 1580, between the hours of 5 and 6 in the evening, happened generally through all the city of London and the suburbs of the same, as it were in a moment and upon the sudden, a wonderful motion and trembling of the earth, insomuch as churches, palaces, houses, and other buildings did so quiver and shake that such as were then present in the same were tossed to and fro as they stood, and others, as they sat on seats, driven off from their places. Some leaning backwards were ready to fall, and many besides so shaken standing that it brought such terror to those that were in the same houses that the most part feared their houses would come down upon them, and thereupon ran out of their doors in great perplexity to see whether their houses were still standing in their wonted place or no. And some houses did so crackle that the tables and stools with other furniture as brass and pewter so tottered that it was thought they would have fallen to the ground and the houses rest in sunder. And this chanced not only in London and the suburbs of the same, but also in diverse other parts through the nearest places of our knowledge in England, but especially about St. Catherine's, the Limehouse and Radcliffe, where the people were so marvellously amazed that it was pitiful to behold how fearfully they ran out of their doors and how strangely one would behold another, thinking verily that the latter day had been come. And the houses on London Bridge did shake even in the same sort as in other parts of the city, whereby it appeareth that the said trembling and moving of the earth did not only pass under the houses on the firm ground, but also under the rivers and waters. And to signify better the generality of the same, you shall understand that the Abbey Church at Westminster was therewith so shaken that one of the pinnacles of the same lost above 1 foot of his top, the stones whereof fell to the ground. Also the steeple in the palace so shook that the bell of the great clock sounded therewith as though it had been stricken with some hammer. Also at Whitehall, where Her Majesty lieth, the great chamber and other parts of the court so shook as seemed strange to such as were present. The new hall of the Middle Temple did so shake also, as it caused a number of gentlemen, being set to supper, to run forth with their knives in their hands, fearing that it would fall. It chanced also Thomas Cobbett, being in the pulpit in Christ's Church in Newgate Market, preaching to the people, suddenly the church so shook that out of the roof of the same fell certain great stones, by the fall whereof a boy named Thomas Gray, apprentice to John Sperling shoemaker, was brained, and Mabel Everett, his fellow servant, was stricken on the head with a stone, being dangerously hurt, but is not dead. And a number of the people, by hasting to flee and scape away, were sore bruised and hurt by falls and such like accidents. Churchyard then breaks into verse, in which he states that the earthquake was sent from father's hand to make the child to know their rod is near their backs that out of order go, and concluding with a call for people to heed this good warning from God. The 1580 earthquake may even have been alluded to in Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, when Juliet's nurse says, "'Tis since the earthquake now 11 years," although that could also be in reference to the 1584 earthquake felt in western Switzerland. So there you go, some Tudor earthquakes for you. Also on this day in Tudor history, the 25th of May 1553, Lady Jane Grey got married to Lord Guildford Dudley, son of John Dudley, Duke of Northumberland. They weren't the only couple to get married in the ceremony at Durham House. Jane's sister Catherine and Guildford's sister Catherine also got married, not to each other by the way. You can find out more in last year's video, which I'll give you a link to. And of course, you'll also find the link to Churchyard's pamphlet on that great earthquake. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.